Proclamation number 5519, dated the October 28, 1952. Conveying the pure gospel is necessary. The gospel needs to be conveyed to people time and again in its purity, because this alone has the strength to change people's will. The pure gospel comes forth from God. It is His spoken word to people, which will remain for all eternity. However, as soon as it reaches imperfect people, they will either accept it in its purity and then live their lives accordingly, or people will distort it according to their will. Then it will lose its strength, for then it will no longer be God's word but people's word instead. As long as the word of God remains pure and unadulterated, it will have a noticeable effect on people, since they will subsequently change their nature and consciously strive towards God. If, however, the divine word has been modified, people will remain the same, for they will have reshaped that which was intended to accomplish a change in line with their will and created something distorted, but which is still endorsed as God's word, which nevertheless is completely without strength. Therefore, God conveys the pure gospel to earth over and over again, and He admonishes people to abide by it. The pure gospel is the divine teaching of love which Jesus, the man, preached on earth to His fellow human beings, and which will always and forever remain the same teaching of love. But since love is no longer practiced on earth, people do not understand the divine teaching of love, and in places where the gospel is proclaimed, love for God and one's neighbor is only preached as a sideline because, due to human influence, so many teachings and commandments were given to people that the fulfillment of these has become more important, but that the human being's change of nature, the real purpose of life on earth, was no longer striven for, and yet people believe that they are good Christians because they endeavor to fulfill the lesser commandments and teachings. For this reason, the divine teaching of love as Jesus preached it on earth must be mentioned new time and again. This preaching of love must be given to people in its purest form again, so that they can feel the strength of the divine word if they live accordingly and thus change themselves into love. Admittedly, Jesus' divine teaching of love in its core can still be found if the human being accepts even the spoiled teaching with goodwill. Hence, anyone who always regards the commandments of love as the first and only important commandments and lives accordingly, will also soon brightly and clearly recognize the changes in the divine gospel, and he will also understand why the pure teaching of Christ is repeatedly conveyed to earth again. He will understand that God constantly talks to people and imparts His word to them in all purity, for anyone who lives in love is also permeated by the strength of love. Anyone who lives in love will be educated by His indwelling Spirit, and God's infinite love is His explanation for the fact that He will do everything in His power in order to guide people into truth and to lead them to eternal life. Amen.